You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
X-ray my mind. I've arranged a day off for you to do it. I've cancelled various appointments for you to do it. You look like at me, like a distant sheet of polythene, might appear to a skybird looking for a roll in the hillside, wishing he could take an x-ray of the grass so he can clearly see it. X-ray my mind. X-ray my mind. X-ray my mind. X-ray my mind.
Good afternoon. 7 minutes past the noontime hour. You're tuned into the afternoon news magazine called The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This show is usually hosted by none other than Dan Rather's wingman, Dick Dickenbach. But let's see, why is he not here today? He's getting a CAT scan? Well, he's okay. I'm Gary. I'm hosting until he shows up. He's very dedicated. He may well come straight from the hospital. It's January 18th, the 18th day of the year, and excruciating 347 days remain in this already overlong year. We began the show with a music report called X-Ray My Mind by The Shadow Ring from Lighthouse. The music over which I'm speaking is a piece called X-Ray Blues by Ray Charles and Milt Jackson from Soul Brother Soul Meeting. You might be thinking, oh, this is cute, a show on X-Ray playing songs about X-Rays, but this is a news report, sir or madam, and we have news to report. On this day in 1896, an X-ray generating machine was exhibited for the first time. Reports Suzanne DeFree on EDN.com. Thanks to years of research and development by many scientists and engineers, including Nikola Tesla, the X-ray machine was formally displayed by Professor H.L. Smith on January 18, 1896. Prior to this exhibition, Hermann von Helmholtz had formulated mathematical equations for X-rays. Physicist Johann Hittorf observed tubes with energy rays extending from a negative electrode. William Crookes investigated the effects of energy discharges on rare gases, and Heinrich Hertz demonstrated that cathode rays could penetrate very thin metal foil, such as aluminum. In 1887, Tesla began to investigate X-rays and observed Bremsstrahlung, or breaking radiation, in which electromagnetic radiation is produced by the deceleration of a charged particle when deflected by another charged particle. Then, a year before the X-ray machine's display, Wilhelm Röntgen began further documenting X-rays while experimenting with vacuum tubes. In November of 1895, he discovered an image cast from his cathode ray generator projected far beyond the possible range of the cathode rays. Digging deeper, he discovered the rays were generated at the point of contact of the cathode ray beam on the interior of the vacuum tube, that they were not deflected by magnetic fields, and that they penetrated many kinds of matter. A week later, one of the first X-rays was made, an image of Röntgen's wife's hand, and showing both her wedding ring and bones. Röntgen named the new form of radiation X-radiation, with X standing for unknown, and he received the first Nobel Prize in Physics in 1901 for his discovery. Soon after, Thomas Edison developed a fluoroscope, which became the standard for medical X-ray examinations. A fully functioning X-ray machine developed by Edison's assistant, Clarence Daly, was introduced at the 1904 World's Fair. Around the same time, Daly died as a result of his exposure to radiation, which led to cancer and amputation of both of his arms. Edison himself later reported he stopped working with X-rays because he thought he might lose his sight. In the 1940s and 50s, X-ray machines were used as a marketing tool to sell shoes. Pitched as a way to get a perfect fit, fluoroscopes were used by shoe retailers. As information on the harmful effects of X-ray radiation became more commonplace, fluoroscopes fell out of fashion. In 1957, Pennsylvania became the first U.S. state to ban the use of X-rays for shoe fitting. For this report, indeed, for the Dickenbach Report staff, it seemed a good opportunity to hear many reports, including musical ones, about X-rays. Now, this has nothing to do with the station being called X-Ray, and nothing to do with hoping that perhaps they'll renew the show. Why, the station manager and board of directors aren't that easy to flatter with a radio show about X-rays. They prefer cash. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. I remind you to listen carefully. More X-rays will be emitted from your radio from this station than usual. This is the Dickenbach Report. It's on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
shit. Now I walk around with my X-ray specs. I'm insane, and that's no surprise. I'm the boy with the X-ray eyes. At first it was a real psychedelic trip, just like a crazy dream. But now I'm seeing much too much, and I'm falling apart at the seams. I'm insane, yeah, no surprise.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Well, heavens, Betsy, and goodness knows, my, I can see right through you. Well, I put these glasses on my nose and everything becomes exposed. You ask me what's inside a girl beneath the ribbons, bows and curls, underneath the perfume and the pearls. With these things on, the truth unfurls. Well, you guts up my gut to see, but you keep it from my sight. You keep it so secluded and wrapped up so tight. So what about some X-ray glasses from a comic book? Well, now whether you like it or you don't, I'm gonna have a look. Oh, let's take a look. X-ray glasses on my face. Well, these things all my will discover. All the things you try to cover, yeah. Well, you got something I gotta see, but you keep it from my sight. You keep it so secluded and wrapped up so tight. Oh, I bought some X-ray glasses from a comic book. Now, whether you like it or you don't, I'm gonna have a look. Said, whether you like it or you don't, I'm gonna have a look.
I
About 28 minutes past the noontime hour. You're listening to the Dickenbach Report on the 130th anniversary of the first public exhibition of an X-ray machine. We're exploring X-rays here on X-ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. I'm sitting right next to Dick Dickenbach, who's wearing a bit too much lead to be heard. Sir? Yeah, I can't hear a thing. It's all that lead you're wearing, sir. Could someone check to see if he's breathing in there? These are the music reports about X-rays we just heard. That was Sid Straw, X-Raw, X-Ray from War and Peace. Before that, Moonshine Willie, X-Ray Vision from Bold Displays of Imperfection. We heard the Flame Trick Subs, the title track of their record, Amaze Your Friends with X-Ray Glasses. Storm Clouds gave us The Boy with X-Ray Eyes from Not of This Earth. Liz Fair gave us X-Ray Man from Whip Smart, and we began with a single by Princes of Peace called X-Ray Proved. Under My Voice, The Cactus Channel, X-Ray Bear from Wooden Boy. This reporter has had several x-rays, most recently a couple last year when I broke my hand, but I was too busy being terrified to ask the technician how they worked. So how do x-ray machines work? This is a brief overview by Chad Hutchinson at mavenimaging.com. He starts with a little history. In 1895, a German physicist was experimenting with electricity in a vacuum when he stumbled upon a discovery he wasn't looking for. As the electrons in the experiment moved through a tube, they bumped into each other, setting off a particular type of light that scientists hadn't yet discovered on the ray spectrum. The physicists chose to call them X-rays, or unknown rays. That's Röntgen, of course. Since the unprecedented discovery of X-rays, physicists have discovered ways to harness this light in a way that allows doctors to take closer looks at what's happening inside our bodies. So how does a machine operate? Well, think of it this way. X-ray machines are like giant cameras that use electromagnetic radiation to capture images of the internal body. They have two main parts that allow them to operate, the X-ray generator and the image detection system. The generator is made up of four components that work together to generate the X-ray. They are the X-ray tube, the high-voltage generator, the control console, and the cooling system. The X-ray tube contains a tube cathode or filament that creates a current of electrons. The high-voltage generator is between the cathode and anode of the X-ray tube and creates a high-voltage potential. This control console contains adjustable controls that regulate the tube amperage, voltage, and exposure time. Likewise, the cooling system uses a water or oil recirculation system responsible for cooling the anode. The image detection system captures the image generated by the X-ray generator. How does it produce an image? Well, first, the X-ray tube generates a very concentrated beam of electrons. These electrons interact with an anode in the X-ray tube to produce X-ray photons. Next, the X-ray photons will travel through the air until they come into contact with the material. The density of the material the X-ray photons contact will determine whether the X-ray can pass through it. X-rays can pass through low-density materials, but will be absorbed or blocked by higher-density ones. Low-density materials include the skin and organs, while denser materials include the bones. When we see an X-ray image, the black areas represent the places where the X-ray passed through. The white areas represent the areas that absorbed the X-rays. To produce an X-ray image, doctors and radiographers place the body of the area in question in the direct path of the X-rays between the X-ray tube and the metal plate. The X-ray machine will capture the materials between the X-ray tube and the films. Now, how do they help these doctors? Well, X-ray machines are vital tools for medical imaging. This simple medical procedure is known as radiology. Radiology is a painless way for doctors to look inside the body without surgery or invasive procedures. Whew! Radiographs also allow doctors to diagnose diseases or cancers. Doctors use X-rays to look for bone fractures or breaks because of how clearly they can be seen on X-ray. Doctors can also look at other organs in the body, such as the lungs, hearts, and intestines by using the X-ray. The X-ray machines help doctors make fast and accurate diagnoses daily. And it all started more or less 130 years ago. The X-ray technician said to me when she saw my X-ray last year, "Oh, Gary, you've done a number on your hand." Ouch. It's a painful memory, but I can snap my finger again. That's my left, right, left, right, right, left. For a long time, couldn't snap this left finger. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729. And the text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. We have more X-rays emitted into your head. Oh, well, maybe Dick Dickenbach has the right idea. Can you hear me, sir? Sir, can you hear me? This is the Dickenbach Report on X-ray FM, KXRY Portland. X-ray.fm.
Don't be fooled by appearances. It only shows what the world already knows. Don't rely on the physical evidence of what the X-ray pictures show. Because inside every straight, upright citizen, a tormented, emotionally impaired, psychologically damaged personality resides. And beside every crooked man stands an angel with wings. And the spirit can do truly wondrous things. As I watch the humpback man hobble down the high street, I say a silent prayer for myself. I was taken to the local doctor for a consultation about my physical health. Ask about my family history. You see, Mrs. Davis, might be hereditary. Yes, it might. Maybe think about my family, cause socially it could be we were a physical deformity. Cause the world only sees what it believes and is revealed in the X-ray. It only knows what it knows. Photographs, video, and the printed words. Yes, there is more in this heaven and earth than is revealed on the X-ray.
Every morning I got up and looked in the mirror to see if the hump had appeared on my back. To my disappointment, I was not a freak. You see, maybe there'd be side benefits to becoming a cripple. Side benefits like priority seating at football matches. And I thought, if I'm gonna be a cripple, I'll go all the way. Reality, but they can't picture your fantasy. Cause the world only sees what it believes and is revealed in the X-ray. It only knows what it knows. Photographs, video, and the printed word. But there is more in this heaven and earth than what is revealed in the X-ray. Cause the world only sees what it believes and is revealed in the X-ray. It only knows what it knows. Photographs, video, and the printed word. Yes, there is more in this heaven and earth than what those scientists know and is revealed on the X-ray.
I see a million walk the city mile. The ticker tape kings and the juvenile. Will anybody tell me which way to go? Will anybody come back on the CB radio? I'm counting the stars and the telegraph poles, and each one represents the hopes of a soul. You'd think that God wouldn't be so hard when you see all the little children running, running in the backyard on a Mississippi Goose with a sub-Saharan song. Somebody is wailing in the financial district, son. Could anybody feel the distance to the Nile? I wanna live and I wanna dance a while. Gonna make like Eddie on my rockabilly train. Gonna beat out the blues on my ball and chain. Can't pull a hold up with a bebop gun. There's people living now who ain't got no heart and ain't never had none. Down on the border, they crawl all the way to get a clip of living with a clean all spray. You can't pull a hold up.
never had none. I hear a big phone ringing out on the mile. The sucker picks up, gets his number dialed. But all the sparkling waters that ever flowed could never wash down this town so clean that it glowed. Style. I need some rock art that don't come in no file. Can anybody feel the distance to the mile? I wanna live and I wanna dance a expected a plane gun. You appeared with an X-ray gun. Stay, won't you tell me so? Yeah, 'cause the procedure was very fast, it was easy. Don't wanna go, but I'm feeling so queasy and right. If you're fixing the cook and you're going to go, it's the way you should know, it's the way you should turn on the stove. That's the way you should leave, but please don't, please don't, please don't, baby, don't go.
The X-ray eyes can see through walls.
The man with the X-ray eyes who can see through whatever he tries to, can look through your door, see right through your floor if he's trying to find you. Don't have a prayer, can look through a wall like it's not even there, can see right through. your blanket right straight to your bed, right through a cover a book can be read. You can see right through mortar and concrete and bricks. He looks through your clothing, he's up to his tricks.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Just in, at about 10 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour, we are nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. It's a show about X-rays on a station called X-Ray, and we are fortunate that it wasn't too meta that we disappeared up our own behinds. I'm Gary. On this day in 1896, the first X-ray machine was exhibited, so we've been hearing musical reports about X-rays. We just heard Motormark. Sorry, my brain just was not processing that word. It's a very interesting phrase. Word, whatever. A picture of my heart with an x-ray camera. That's from a compilation called I'm with Cupid, a wax fruit transatlantic Valentine. That's the only song I've ever heard by them. Before that, Jad and David Fair, The Man with the X-ray Eyes from their Monster Songs for Children record. In the middle of that set, Meek Long's X-ray Gun from I'll Take It. Joe Strummer and the Mescaleras gave us X-ray Style from the record Rock Art and the X-ray Style. And we began with Ray Davies, X-ray from The Storyteller. Under my voice, Matthew Shipp, X-ray from New Bop. Thank you for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach really tried to get here today, but he gets, he was telling me he gets enough radiation with his air travel. He said, you know, he has that classic wryness. He said, I want to be active on the radio, not radioactive. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, he'll be here next week. Because we are on every week, noon to 1 p.m., you can listen to previous reports at xray.fm. You can keep up with our final reports on the playlist there. We're on until 1. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, did I tell you? I did tell you this was Matthew Shipp under my voice. Didn't I? Matthew Shipp, X-ray, from New Bop. In case I didn't say that, it's Matthew Shipp under my voice. Where was I? Oh, yes. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and crew of the report, I'm Gary. Quoting Samuel Butler, X-rays, their moral is this, that a right way of looking at things will see through almost anything. Have a great day.
She's the touch in my heart, springs my step. My empty head's in